you've taken part in a study that makes the case for rock climbing in the Red River Gorge, or the Red, as it's referred to, mm-hmm. in eastern Kentucky, as a viable, sustainable source of economic activity. The area, by the way, happens to be home to six of the poorest counties in the country.
It is. And this is an area that is experiencing sort of several events happening at once. We have the decline of manufacturing throughout our region, and we're also seeing the decline of coal in eastern Kentucky. Now, the Red River Gorge is really on the outer cusp of those coal jobs. So when we talk about eastern Kentucky coal, we kind of have to remember that's sort of a little farther east than, you know, places like Lee County and Beattyville and Powell County and so forth. But these are places that are seeing depopulation. We're seeing people that are leaving, and it's just a real problem. There's an extreme situation with the poverty there. That said, we have these outdoor recreation people, and, you know, we studied rock climbers in that study, and they were spending $3.8 million a year, which is no small sum, and it's a very conservative measurement. It's probably more than that. But that's a lot of money being dropped in an area that really only has a couple of businesses really interested in serving their needs. Same goes for all kinds of outdoor recreation. You know, aside from a few camping stores, you don't really see a ton of people looking to support outdoor recreation in the Red River Gorge. It could be a really big plus for this area. And it's not just going to be where the Red River Gorge is. I mean, climbing is over a much larger area. You know, the Red is only, if I remember correctly, Powell, Wolf, and Menifee. But that whole area, it's got so many more outdoor recreation opportunities. This could be something that could be a help. Is it going to be the singular focus of the economy? Probably not. I think that we too often go on the idea that we can make outdoor recreation tourism into something akin to Dollywood. And, you know, my family is originally from Gatlinburg.
I was going to say, you bring a certain perspective to this.
Yeah, being from East Tennessee, growing up in a rural area, and being a first-generation college student, my whole perspective on Dollywood is a little different. When we hear people talking about Dollywood, they say it is this very positive thing. We could make the Red River Gorge the next Dollywood. I get a little worried mm-hmm. because, A, we've got a Dollywood. We don't need two of those in the world. But B, when we start to develop too much of an over-concentration in tourism, it's a bad thing. If you look at places like Pigeon Forge and Sevierville, where all that tourism is located, there's not really much there for local residents. And I don't think we want to have a Red River Gorge where we change it so dramatically that we run all the local residents out of the Red. That would be a bad thing. In fact, climbers have complained about that. One of the big pushbacks against the climbing research I've done is people saying, look, we don't want to change the Red a whole bunch. We want the people who are there to be there. We want it to feel and look the same. We don't want a dramatic change. So I think we have to find that balance between economic development and protecting these outdoor areas. We have to bring in local community members into that conversation. And that's something that I've tried to do in all my research, is to make sure that local voices are represented and that we don't damage those areas by running local residents out.
EKU Associate Professor of Sociology James Maples, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.